The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. Is the Holy Spirit a person? The Scriptures speak of the Holy Spirit in many ways that demonstrate that it is not a divine person. For example, the Holy Spirit is referred to as a gift. See Acts chapter 10, verse 45, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. We are told that it can be quenched. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. That it can be poured out. See Acts chapter 2, verse 17, and chapter 10, verse 45. And that we are baptized with it. See Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. It must be stirred up within us. See 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. And it also renews us. See Titus chapter 3, verse 5. These are certainly not attributes of a person. They certainly are attributes of God's character and power. This Spirit is also called the Holy Spirit of promise, the guarantee of our inheritance, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 17. This Spirit is not only the Spirit of God the Father, it's also the Spirit of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. It dwells within Christians, leading and enabling us to be children of God. See Romans chapter 8, verse 14. In contrast to God the Father and Jesus Christ, who are consistently compared to human beings in their form and shape, the Holy Spirit is just as consistently represented in a completely different manner. It is described in the Gospel accounts as appearing as a dove. See Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. And as tongues of fire, in Acts chapter 2, verse 3. Jesus Christ compared it with living water in John chapter 7. There is further evidence that the Holy Spirit is not a person, but is the divine power of God. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Moffat translation, we read that Jesus was begotten by the Holy Spirit. Yet Jesus Christ continually prayed to and addressed the Father, not the Holy Spirit, as his Father. See Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 through 33, chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, and many other verses. He never represented the Holy Spirit as his Father. Nor did Jesus speak of the Holy Spirit as a third divine person. Instead, he only spoke of the relationship between God the Father and himself. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Mark chapter 15, verse 34, John chapter 5, verse 18 and 22, chapter 8, verse 16 and 18, chapter 10, verse 30, chapter 13, verse 3, and chapter 17, verse 11. If God were a Trinity, surely the Apostle Paul, who recorded much of the theological underpinnings of the early church, would have understood and taught this understanding. Yet we find no such concept in his writings. Paul's standard greeting in his letters to churches, as well as individuals to whom he wrote, is grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no mention of the Holy Spirit. This same greeting, with only minor variations, appears in every epistle that bears Paul's name. Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. The Holy Spirit is always left out of these greetings. An unbelievable oversight if the Holy Spirit were indeed a person co-equal with God and Jesus Christ. This is even more surprising when we consider that the churches to which Paul wrote had many Gentile members from polytheistic backgrounds who had formerly worshipped numerous gods. Paul's epistles record no attempt on his part to explain the Trinity or Holy Spirit as a divine person equal with God the Father and Jesus Christ. In Paul's writings, only in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 is the Holy Spirit mentioned, along with God the Father and Jesus Christ, and they're only about our fellowship of the Holy Spirit with God and Christ. See 1 John, chapter 1, verse 3. The Apostle Paul states clearly that there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. He makes no mention of the Holy Spirit as a divine person. The final book of the Bible, and the last to be written, describes a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, wherein the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, Jesus Christ, the Lamb, is also there. See verse 22. The Holy Spirit, however, is again not explicitly mentioned. Another inconceivable oversight if this Spirit is the third person of a Trinity. God is Spirit, John chapter 4, verse 24. That is, He consists of it, and it also flows out from Him. The Spirit emanating from God, the Holy Spirit, is described by an angel as the power of the highest, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. It is the same power we can receive directly from God. Many other scriptures also show the connection between the Holy Spirit and God's power. For example, Paul reminded Timothy that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. See also Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, and Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Luke chapter 4, verse 14, records that Jesus Christ began his ministry in the power of the Spirit. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, which would be given to his followers after his death, Jesus told them, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Peter relates that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Holy Spirit is here associated with the power by which God was with him. The power through which Jesus Christ performed mighty miracles during his earthly physical ministry. The Holy Spirit is the very presence of God's power actively working in his servants. See Psalms chapter 51, verse 11, and chapter 139, verse 7. Paul expresses his desire that church members would abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the same way that Jesus had worked through him in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 15, verses 13 and 19. This Spirit empowers Christians to live a life of growing and overcoming, of transforming their lives to become like Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit is referred to by personal pronouns such as he or himself in the Scriptures, this does not prove the Holy Spirit is a person. The translators of the King James Version, influenced by their belief in the Holy Spirit as a third person in the Trinity, generally translated pronouns referring to the Holy Spirit as personal and masculine rather than neuter. Translators of later English versions of the Bible, also operating from the premise of the Trinity, have gone a step further and most often translated all references to the Holy Spirit as masculine. Thus, God's Spirit is almost always incorrectly referred to with such personal pronouns as he or him in English Bible translations. For more on this topic, be sure to check out our free Bible study aid booklet, Is God a Trinity?
Thanks for listening to Is the Holy Spirit a Person? In the booklet, Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.